Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Mike Malone had another message for some opposing fans who were making noise in the Nuggets arena on Thursday evening. We're going to get to the NBA. Man, really good night for the association. If you like hoops and you wanted potentially a playoff preview, or you're hoping that the playoffs will be that good, there were a bunch of games that went down to the wire with some pretty major implications. So we'll get to that coming up. Also, if you missed my conversation with Matt the Musher, I did a rod race veteran from 2 years ago with a moose making headlines in Alaska, and the second weekend of the Iditarod coming up, where, as we know from Matt, drivers are fatigued. They haven't slept a ton. They're not eating like they normally do. So it's hard to keep up with the energy level mentally and physically. The race starts to drain you out and starts to wear on you. You're worried about your dogs, of course. At this point, you may have dropped a couple of dogs, meaning they're no longer pulling. They're no longer on your race team. And you've got to deal with wildlife as well as frozen seas like the Bering Sea. It's a really big weekend in the Iditarod, but it's the wildlife encounters that a lot of people are talking about now because of this moose that won... multi-time champion had to put down and then was supposed to gut properly, and he didn't. So that's the headline. But it is calling a lot of attention to the Iditarod, and Matt has run the track. He gave us great insight into what these drivers and the dogs are dealing with, and also what happens when a dog is injured. We're going to bring back part of that conversation later this hour because we got a huge reaction to it. So he joined us live from Alaska. It was 11 o'clock his time. This was our last show, so just over 24 hours ago. But we've not only shared it on social, and we've gotten such a huge reaction to his initial interview here, his appearance on the show, that we wanted to bring part of that back as we head into the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If that wasn't enough, there's more. For those of you who are YouTube fans, maybe all you watch is YouTube, you've heard the name Jake Paul. Maybe you've heard the name Jake Paul. Jay, had you heard of Jake Paul before this weekend?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Jake Paul is a YouTube sensation turned fighter or wannabe fighter. He actually does have 10 bouts under his belt. I don't know if they're MMA bouts or if they're hybrids or if they're boxing. His stated goal is to be a serious boxer. I don't know if this helps. He had his dad on his YouTube channel this week.
Growing up, who was your favorite boxer?
Mike Tyson.
Mike, right?
Yeah. Why'd you ask?
Because I'm going to be fighting him.
No way.
In July.
Dude.
On Netflix.
Are you fucking kidding me, Dave?
Yeah.
He's going to be the hardest hitting motherfucker you ever fought.
I know.
Dude, holy fuck, I'm going to be freaking out.
Yeah.
Okay, so his dad is excited. Dad reacting to Jake Paul's announcement that he and Mike Tyson will step into a ring at AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, on July 20th. It screams spectacle and centering of the circus. And here's the kicker. It's on Netflix. You don't have to pay for the right to watch it. If you have Netflix, or if you can get away with borrowing someone's password, I know I'm going to get thrown in streaming jail for that. You can watch it for free. Some people are predicting this will be the most watched boxing match of all time. Or maybe of the streaming era, probably streaming era, not all time. The streaming era where HBO's been into it. We've seen Showtime, pay-per-view, those types of fights. This one is the first opportunity for Netflix to try out boxing live. And no doubt if there's money in it and record views, maybe even more people signing up, you can imagine other streamers will get into it. But is this really boxing? Mike Tyson's 58 years old. If you don't know who he is, well, it's a little bit like not knowing what Michael Jordan did in his prime, Tiger Woods in his prime, sad saps who never saw Joe Montana play football. He's legendary. Maybe the last great world heavyweight champion. And some would say he's the greatest of all time. I'm not speaking of his personal life. I'm not speaking of anything other than the boxing part. He's always been a bit of a sideshow for a lot of reasons. He can knock you out with one punch. He enjoys acting. He has a lisp. He has lots of tattoos on his face. All right, so he's not like anyone else, which means, yeah, people flock to see him the way that people rubberneck on the highway. He's 58 years old now. Last did an exhibition against Roy Jones Jr. Same kind of a deal. A staged event, pay-per-view. And that was in 2020. I didn't watch it. In July of 2020, I was not interested in Mike Tyson entertainment. But now it's Tyson versus Jake Paul, who wants to be a boxer, who previously fought on that Tyson undercard. And they're hyping this up like it's, oh my gosh, like it's Mayweather versus Pacquiao. That I remember. That one I actually watched. We want to know whether or not you'll watch it. And what is your perspective? Larry says on Facebook it's going to be staged like the WWE. Well, I don't know about that. I don't think Mike Tyson would agree to that. Jay seems to think that they may have an agreement that neither one of them gets knocked out. But I don't know how you can get Tyson to agree to that. What Tyson wants to show right now at 58 years old is that he can still fight and he's still the best in the world. And no doubt if he can take Jake out, wipe the ring with him in one punch, then he will. I don't. If you're Mike Tyson, that's beneath you to agree to not knock anybody out. So we've got a post up on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as on our Facebook page. A lot of people are hoping Tyson will knock him out, judging by the reaction. So again, After Hours CBS, or our page is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I have zero interest in the actual event itself. I'm not even sure we can call it a fight yet. I have zero interest, but I am definitely intrigued by the circus atmosphere around it. At AT&T Stadium, First of all, what is Jerry Jones making to hold the event at AT&T Stadium? I want to know what these two guys are getting paid. Maybe Mike Tyson needs the money. Although, what skin is it off his nose if he goes and does what he loves to do? Maybe he just relishes the chance to get back in the ring. And Jay's been looking at his training videos and has given him a thumbs up, says he's in real good shape.
Looks good.
So Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. I'm in it to think about the celebrities who will show up. I am confident Tom Brady will be there. I have no doubt. But there'll be a lot of celebrities there. It's a potential opportunity to rub elbows with Mike Tyson, right? And like I said, rubbernecking, can't turn away.
Will Kelsey be there?
Oh, the Kelseys will both be there. Yeah. What do you think? Taylor Swift on his arm or no? Does she have any idea who Mike Tyson is?
Yeah.
Jake Paul? Maybe her dad watched Mike Tyson?
I would think she definitely knows who Jake Paul is, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty popular. And like, oh, yeah.
What does he talk about on YouTube?
Oh, I
don't
know.
Don't say fighting.
No. Oh, well, okay. I guess now he does. But before the fighting stuff, I know he was just kind of like a troublemaker, to be honest. He would do like prank videos and like piss a lot of people off.
Great. Yeah. Okay. All right. Chris says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Paul wouldn't take the fight if there was a chance. Paul wouldn't take the fight if there was a chance, meaning that he would get knocked out. Interesting. So Chris thinks it's all a big money grab, that he and Tyson are friends. I just don't think Tyson would agree not to hit him. But I guess we'll find out. Jay's got Netflix. He's all in. He can't wait now.
I don't know about that, but I'll watch. I'll check it out. But
July 20th. Huh. I have no idea what day of the year that, or what day
it's
of
Saturday.
The month. Oh, see, we won't even be on the air.
No.
There'd be no point to watching it unless we're on the air afterwards.
Just pure entertainment.
Yes. It's a little bit like the WWE, where it's not real, but it is entertaining for a lot of people. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I prefer the actual competitions, and there were plenty of those. On Thursday night, we had what some would like to call an NBA Finals preview. I say don't count your chickens before they're out of the nest. But in Denver, the Celtics, they had to battle back in the fourth quarter as they were facing a double-figure deficit against the defending champs.
Drew Holiday bobbled the pass, and Murray gets a steal right back. Murray has it the other way. Crossover move in the paint. Alley-oop. Dog! Two hands! Off the glass and in on the alley-oop!
That hit the backboard.
I know.
Did you take your medication?
Yes. Murray, jump pass inside the arc over to Nikola Jokic. Spin move. Hands it off down low. Dog! Two hands, Aaron Gordon. Triple-double, Nikola Jokic. Denver leads at 105-94. KCP gets the inbound off over to Jamal Murray. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Murray goes to the left hand. Throws it off over to Joker. Spin move on Drew Holiday. Jumper's up and in. Spin move, baseline, bank shot, no good. Dogs home on a windmill. Aaron Gordon, the highlight of the year. Wow.
Hey, that's my line.
Jeez. I almost cussed right there. 109-102.
Jason Kosmicki and company on Denver Nuggets Radio. If you check out our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, you will find that Aaron Gordon offensive rebound slam. It was rim rocking. It was awesome. And so there are two pretty incredible NBA highlights that you're going to want to see on this Friday morning. Happy Friday. But Aaron Gordon is definitely one of them. So that was fourth quarter between the Celtics and the Nuggets. Celtics did have a chance to take the lead. I think Jason Tatum rimmed out a three. So they fought and scratched and clawed to get right back into it. But ultimately, the Nuggets were able to hold them off. And Nikola Jokic, yeah, his 20th triple-double of the season, 32, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. And this wastes a great performance by Jaylen Brown from the floor, not from the free throw line. So he had 41 points, which matches his season high, 14 boards in there. He was doing work. I mean, he was terrific in the first half. But 7 of 14 from the charity stripe, and ultimately, even the Celtics know, when Nikola Jokic is off the court, you have to make hay. You have to make headway. You have to do something. But the Nuggets were able to maintain their leads and in some cases add to their lead when Nikola Jokic was on the bench. And you just can't do that because once he comes back on the court, it's quality shots. It's incredible high-low passes. Everything changes when Jokic is out there.
Jokic is just a monster down there. So, you know, we threw some different coverages at him. We guarded him one-on-one. And then we tried to have late help. And stuff like that, I feel like I should have guarded Jokic a little bit, a little more. I wish I would have had those opportunities a little bit. I could keep him away from the basket, and we could have took away some of those layups they got. But I feel like, you know, we still had every chance to win this game. We just came up short.
Well, and he was setting up Aaron Gordon on a couple alley-oops. Obviously, Jamal Murray chips in double figures. Once again, the champs. They're rounding into form. I keep watching his slip move with Kristaps Porzingis. So Kristaps is playing behind him as Jokic is on the high block, for those of you who know the paint, the lane. And he gives this fake and then slips to the low side, slips to the baseline side. And Kristaps is, I mean, his jock is still on the court. He got completely faked out. And it wasn't like a huge, heavy move that, you know, Nikola needed to use all his momentum and then was off balance. No, it was a quick fake to the middle, one dribble, and then boom, he's gone to the baseline.
Boom, done.
I mean, he can shoot threes, but he's so good back to the basket. He's an incredible passer. He's a load, and I would be shocked if he wasn't the MVP. I mean, sure, there are other guys who are in the running, but the Nuggets, they look like they're primed to defend their title. Meanwhile, Michael Malone is salty again. You know, we love salty Malone. There were a lot of fans in Denver who were cheering for the Celtics and making a ton of noise.
Another playoff atmosphere for sure. As we talk pregame, you know, you got to give the Celtic fans credit. You know, they always come out strong. You know, but you know what we say, right? They can take that L on the way out, baby.
And I'm out.
They can take that L on the way out of town. Aaron Gordon, I was expecting a little more hype. He was a little nonplussed about the offensive rebound, the dunk, which is awesome. Again, after hours CBS, but you can hear his teammates yelling in the background.
This is just a tip dunk. Being in the right spot at the right time. I think Joker kind of knew that I was there for the rebound. So I think he was just trying to get it on the rim. I don't know if he had the right angle to actually put it in. But just to get it on the rim was enough. He knew that I was going to come clean it up. And got good hands.
Aaron Gordon, a great role player for that championship last year. Obviously, Nikola, the centerpiece, Jamal Murray, the guard who can shoot from anywhere. But they've got some great role players around them. That make them a tougher team than just the 1-2 punch, right? That make them so deep and also a tough rebounding and defensive team as well. So that game was great. I said on Nuggets Radio Network. Also had a game that went down to the wire in Indianapolis, and the only reason I bring it up is because it was the other feature highlight that you'll be seeing or hearing about over and over on Friday morning. We'll get to that. Happy Friday to you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Are you going to catch Tyson and Jake Paul? What if you already have Netflix and you got nothing else to do? You're Netflix and chill on a Saturday night. Are you going to...
With Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
I mean, you might as well. It's right there on our Facebook page as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Tied at 105 with 1:15 left. Shot clock is down to 8 off the Rudy screen. He'll pop on a straightaway. 3 and hit it! Oh, what a shot by Anthony Edwards! Clutch! Up by 3 and with the basketball. Ant's going quick here. Pull up, free throw line, jumper! He hit it again! 41 for Edwards! He scored the last 5. He's put the Wolves up 110-105 with 46 seconds left to play. Wolves need another good shot here. They run 2 at Ant. They bounce it off to Jaden. Now at the elbow, it's Kyle. Back to Ant with it up top. Left-handed dribble. One-footed runner in the lane. Counted for 2 more. He has scored 7 straight points, and he puts the Wolves up 2 possessions with 20 seconds left.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Alan Horton on Timberwolves radio. They are fighting to stay in first place in the Western Conference, but they'll have to do it without Karl Anthony Towns. He's out. I think he's having surgery on a meniscus injury. So about a month, they think he could be back early in the Western Conference playoffs. Now, I don't have any misconceptions about how far they could go in the playoffs, even with Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, the West is... it is stacked, and there are some teams with a lot more experience and that are a lot deeper. However, they have shown some major staying power at the top of the West for the most part this season.
Yeah.
So if they can hang in there and stay alive until Kat comes back, well, maybe there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. They've got the Thunder hot on their heels, and then the Nuggets are reeling them in as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Anthony Edwards knows there's no Cat. He matches his season high with 44 points and had the last 8 points in a row as the Timberwolves are battling hard down to the wire in Indianapolis. But it's the defensive highlight that you've got to see or hear.
The free throw is up. It is no good. The rebound of the Pacers. They don't call a timeout. Halliburton the hit ahead. Neesmith with it. Dribbles in. Shot blocked. Oh, my goodness. What a rejection by Anthony Edwards to save the game. 113-111. Wolves win. Wolves win. Anthony Edwards. Oh, my. What a block.
I hit my head, I think, on the rim. It's hurting real bad. And I landed on my wrist. But, I mean, you know, I saw him with the lane. I knew he was going for the layup. And I was just like, man, I'm finna go get this. I ain't never jumped that high in my life.
That's Anthony Edwards on Bally Sports North. And I'm not kidding. I've watched that high. Well, I watched it when it was live. But I've watched the highlight now over and over. It's on our show Twitter. It's wild watching him smack his head on the underside of the rim.
I hit my head.
And he says he actually had a towel over the back of his head. I hope there wasn't any blood or anything. But yeah, flexed on him. It was an amazing block. Perfect timing. Caught the ball on the way up. And Aaron Neesmith had no shot. All of a sudden, there was a wall in front of him and the long arm of the law. So yeah, pretty impressive. But he smacked his head on the bottom of the rim. So Edwards takes 35 shots. He has a great shooting night, but also half dozen rebounds, the defense, the assists, the steals. The issue, though, is how far can they go without Kat? Obviously, Edwards is a star in his own right, but we'll see. And this is a precarious position for them now, trying to fight, scratch, and claw for all this real estate and hold off the teams that are behind them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Luka Doncic, he sets an NBA record with his 4th straight triple-double that includes at least 35 points. Leads the league in scoring. So even as I mentioned, Nikola Jokic as a favorite for MVP, I'm going Luka. Now, the thing is, they're in the 7-10 spot there in that Western Conference, that 7-10 tournament. But this guy just continues to deliver. And last night it was against the Miami Heat.
Miami's a tough team.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
They have a winning culture over there, so it was a tough game, but I'm just happy we got a win.
I've always said this, we can't take that young man for granted. You're seeing something as rare as a Picasso. When he comes every night, he does something. I thought the three with, you know, no time on the shot clock was, you know, everybody just knows that he was going to make it. But those, you know, that doesn't happen for everybody. And so he's special.
35 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. He had four in a row with 35 points. He's had five triple-doubles in a row with at least 30 points, which I think that ties Russell Westbrook, if I remember correctly from the research I was doing. So, yeah, Luka is in a really good spot. The Golden State Warriors, they come off a big victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. They look like they're maybe gassed a bunch against the Chicago Bulls last night. This one was taking place in the Bay Area, and they have an early 12-point lead, but the Bulls come back. They've got stronger legs, and here's the crux. They do not have Draymond Green in the final minute because he had fouled out. Not technical fouls, but he'd fouled out. So he was not out there for defense. And DeMar DeRozan had his way, especially in the lane, was able to get a couple of huge shots. And then no Steph Curry. So Steph, it looked like he banged knees with a member of the Bulls and then rolled his ankle. And so he didn't even stop at the bench. He hobbles off the court. He goes straight to the locker room. And it sounds like, now this is just scuttlebutt at this point, but it sounds like they're preparing to be without him for a bit. Klay Thompson, he was there on the court in the end, hit a couple of big shots. Ultimately, though, the rookie, Brandon Pajemski, I say it wrong every time, Pajemski. That's what happens when you go fast. Ultimately, he misses a wide open layup with 10 seconds to go. And so it's kind of one of those welcome to the NBA moments, rookie, right? Where even when you got a wide open lane, sometimes the shots don't drop. But the bigger picture right now for the Warriors is Steph Curry.
If he is out, unfortunate, but it's part of the, you know, the length of the season. It's hard to play every game, especially not have any minor injuries. And we'll make up. We'll do well without him. We can rely on our history and how to execute without him.
While that may be true, and they do have young guys like Trayce Jackson-Davis, obviously Pajemski every time Pajemski, and Chris Paul's been coming off the bench. We know they've got a deeper group right now. Klay Thompson's been coming off the bench, but without Steph, it's a little bit like the Wolves without Kat. They're not going anywhere. They might win a series, maybe. Well, right now they're in the 9 spot, I believe, in the West, so they're still in that gimmicky play-in tournament. But without Steph, they don't go. And he didn't have a great game last night anyway. He looked like he was a bit tired from the effort the night before. Moses Moody's been a good option for them. But the Bulls are playing well, and the Warriors ran into a buzzsaw. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. If you haven't heard the latest from the QB market, Russell Wilson expected to meet with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the Broncos gave him permission. Fly, be free, Russell Wilson. Take flight. And they want him to have a new home because it'll offset at least some of the salary cap.
The house ain't for sale.
there's no rush, right? You're making $39 million next year. So anyway, he's expected to meet with the Steelers. According to the reports out there, he also has another team that he's talking to that's interested. Wilson in Pittsburgh. They would prefer a veteran option. It sounds like they want to bring back Mason Rudolph. They obviously still have Kenny Pickett. Yeah, that would be interesting. There are other options. Jimmy Garoppolo, though I don't know if you heard Brandon Ayuk. He was on was it IG Live? And I don't know who's in the background, but they asked him the question of whether or not he'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance.
Bro, it's an easy question. It's really an easy right, question, answer. Bro. I just ain't
answer the
do
question,
it.
Bro.
I go Trey Lance.
It's almost like he's stalling there, right? Anyway, Trey Lance is not a Niner. He's a Cowboy. And wait, was this the final year of his rookie deal?
Trey Lance?
Is he a free? No, that was just year three, right? Yeah, he's right. Okay. So Trey Lance is a Cowboy. Jimmy Garoppolo is available, but that's going to make news. That's going to make headlines. Brandon Ayuk.
I go Trey Lance.
Oh, man.
That's cold.
Right. We've been hearing from guys like Michael Lombardi, who's very connected in the NFL, longtime GM, has the GM Shuffle podcast, that there isn't a great market for Justin Fields. It's relatively lukewarm. I don't know if that's because they potentially expect the Bears to release him, meaning they wouldn't have to give up anything to get him. We'd heard talk about the Atlanta Falcons, but if they honestly think they have a shot at Kirk Cousins, then that's going to be their top option. Yeah, it's wow how things change. Life comes at you so fast in the NFL. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, will you watch Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul? Scott says this, Jake Paul only has 4 months to live. Hashtag Netflix and kill.
Nice. They shouldn't use that as a slogan.
I feel like I shouldn't laugh at that. Oh, my gosh. All right, coming up, a moose is making headlines. Well, he's a dead moose now. A moose is making headlines at the Iditarod, and race veteran Matt the Musher explained to us with some gripping stories and also insight about the dangers on the trail, his own wildlife encounters. They only put the animals down if they have to, but then the leader of the Iditarod gets a two-hour penalty because he didn't harvest the meat. In the middle of the race.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
It's a different world out there. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling.
I love watching the live videos on social or even tape videos from the back of a dog sled. It's pretty incredible. Our friend Matt Pavelio, he does all kinds of Facebook live videos when he's out mushing. Really hopes to get back to the Iditarod someday. Raced it in 2022 as a rookie. Now as a daughter who's competing in dog sled races, including the junior Iditarod just a couple weeks ago. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We adopted Matt 2.5 years ago. He's a frequent guest on the show. And when we heard about the moose and the leader of the Iditarod and the headlines, we wanted to ask Matt for his insight and also about the inherent dangers of being in this race and encountering wildlife. So want to share part of this interview. We got such a great reaction to it, so we'll pick it up there. I wanted to know how you prepare for this part of the race and these wildlife encounters.
You got to be aware, you know, take the earbuds out, you know, really prepare yourself for the sleep deprivation that's coming and then just stay aware. And there's really, it's real hard to prepare for that because as technical as the course is and that stretch, it's hard enough to drive the sled in. It's every bit of hand-eye coordination and strength and reserve you have just to kind of make sure you and your dogs are fine, let alone, you know, a beast that weighs, you know, 1,500 pounds. And this year, the Iditarod in Anchorage has a record amount of snow. I think I have in Anchorage proper, we have 130 inches. So you get up into the mountains where they are, the snow is deep, and the best way for these animals to survive is to come to the trail. So you know that this is inevitable. And then it just seems like the young males are starting to group up right now. Mothers are about a month and a half from dropping babies. These animals are in survival mode. They've just survived, almost gotten through an Alaskan winter, and they're nothing to be messed with. You know, you don't, I mean, a pregnant mother getting ready to drop calves or a big male in the middle of the trail, there's not a whole bunch you can do besides be proficient with a pistol. Because there's not, if they come into your team, the only way to defend yourself is, unfortunately, is to go that route. Not all mushers carry guns. All mushers are going to encounter a moose in their career.
As best you can tell, what happened with Dallas on the trail?
There's always this story of a cantankerous moose on the trail. First couple of teams kind of spook it, and what'll happen is you push these. The first couple of teams caught up with this moose, and these were the leaders in the race. And the moose got into Jesse Holmes' team, and Jesse Holmes punched it in the nose, and then it swung through another team. And then it came into Dallas's team. It was in his dogs, and it was spinning around and stomping.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dallas pulled out his pistol and dispatched it, you know, right there. And the dog and the moose fell into his dog team.
Oh.
And then he, you know, you have to kind of clear your dog team. I mean, if you can imagine, you have one of the most powerful dog teams on the planet that is just a short ways into a race. Dallas has to control 16 dogs and disembowel a moose.
Oh my gosh.
And then on top of that, one of Dallas's dogs was stomped. He knew it was injured, but didn't know how, you know, it didn't look life threatening to him. We've got to assume because Dallas took, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. And what I guess he did is he slit his knife down its belly, slightly disemboweled it, but didn't pull everything out. And in the state of Alaska, we're real particular about wanton waste. And if you put a game animal down, you have to do everything you can to preserve the meat.
Good.
And so that's kind of the bones of what might have happened. But you got to get the guts out of the animal. And that means like all intestinal organs. And I don't know if you've seen Star Wars where Luke climbs inside of that beast.
Yeah. The Tauntaun.
The Tauntaun. That's the size of this animal.
Oh,
so let's
gosh.
Say it's negative 20 degrees and you've split a Tauntaun out or open and you've got to reach inside there just to disembowel it. You get wet. Like this is something that's something we don't prepare for. You know, I mean, it is a real tough situation all the way around. But on top of that, you have a sick or an injured dog. Dallas Seavey is one of these guys that practices spelling his dog. So he might have 16 dogs on the team, but one or two are always riding in his sled.
Oh, wow.
The theory is that those dogs run less miles than anybody else's teams to finish the Iditarod. So it's one of his tricks. So he's always ready to carry a dog, but he takes this injured dog and puts it in a sled and runs another hour and a half, camps for 3 hours so he can kind of stay on schedule. He knows he's in a tight race, and then he runs 3 hours into a checkpoint. And by the time he gets into the checkpoint, the dog's condition has deteriorated, and it had to be kind of life-flighted with a small Cessna back to Anchorage. The dog's back out of urgent care now, or the hospital, good. And is back at Dallas's cabin. And, you know, I mean, just from my experience as a nurse, I understand that these injuries can develop and get worse with time. Shock takes time to set in. And it's a big dramatic situation with the sports, most winning musher of all time. He's going for his sixth Iditarod win. He's in a huge race. So I imagine he's going to be scrutinized harder than anybody else. So it's kind of a tough position for everyone. But, you know, wishing Dallas the best, and especially the dog. I forget the dog's name now. We're glad he's doing all right.
How do the dogs react in this kind of stress? I know one of them was injured, but do they stay calm? Did they freak out? I mean, what's happening, as whether it's your dog team or even just thinking about Dallas's team, as he's trying to deal with the moose and the moose is all crazy? What do the dogs end up doing?
I think they get over it pretty quick. If you get over it pretty quick, I think, so a guy like Dallas, that is, I mean, he was almost an Olympian wrestler, and just, he's a champion dog musher. The guy's got, a pretty good mental game. So I think, like anything, dogs kind of, I think they know how to react to their owner, whether to be scared of their owner or to be, happy with their owner. They know if their owner's sad. These dogs are really, in tune with what you're doing back there. So, with my experience that I've had, the dogs orient themselves. You give them a couple of good commands and they keep going. And my dogs did great after the incident, and they slowed down a little bit towards the end. And I don't know if that's kind of the adrenaline wearing off, but just coming around the corner to the kennel at the finish of the race that I had my moose incident, the lake started shooting off fireworks because it was Chinese New Year's, and that gave them just a little extra shot of adrenaline to get in, because we all know dogs love fireworks. But a team of them together, they really got some power. But my guess is Dallas went around. He stuck to his game plan, and he took care of business. And, where he was in the course, him taking off from that moose quick makes a lot of sense, because if you're there with your team on a blind corner going down a hill with a big moose and another team comes into you, it could become a chaotic mess. Oh. Two dog teams intertwined means, fighting and mating and just all the things that could happen. So I think he made the right decision. I think the Iditarod's ruling was also was correct. I don't know if it's consistent with what they've done in the past, but we have a new race marshal this year that's particular. He's the same guy who's been kind of the race marshal for the last 20 years, and Warren Pelfrey, he stepped in, and he's going to run a tight ship.
Just a snippet of our conversation with Matt Pavelio, Matt the Musher from Eagle River, Alaska. He's actually an ER nurse, but he's also working with dog teams. He's training. His daughter is an up-and-coming musher and has done 3 junior Iditarods now and has really caught the bug. And Matt himself would like to get back out there and do the Iditarod. And so that is certainly a goal of his after he completed it in 2022. There's more. You have not even heard the gripping account of his own moose encounter and how that went. But also, if you would like to hear his story from the Iditarod, as well as see his personal photos and videos, we put that into a YouTube vid, and it's on our channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It goes back again to, I think, April of 22, and it's really good. It's 45 minutes, and it's his entire story about how physically and mentally demanding the Iditarod can be, but also the dangers. He ran into a herd of bison on his Iditarod. At one point, his entire sled and his dogs were tipped over down a ravine. So there's a lot that you encounter. This is, it's real life out there. And the moose is making headlines, and so is Dallas Seavey. So there's great insight. And from his experience, I'm telling you, you can barely turn it off. I did retweet the entire link to that conversation. So it's on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then it's also on our Facebook page. Many of you weighing in about this Mike Tyson, Jake Paul spectacle. I'm going to call it a spectacle. Some of you believe that Tyson is going to make quick work of Jake Paul. Others of you want to see him make quick work of Jake Paul. And some of you, like Jim on Facebook, would rather watch paint dry. Although he then puts an LOL after it, so I think maybe he's joking. You can't actually watch paint dry. There's I know that's the point. There's nothing to it. We have a contractor coming on Friday afternoon. I will not be watching the paint dry. let's see. James says at his age, Mike Tyson could get seriously hurt. I would much rather watch WWE. Tony says only for entertainment purposes. That's true. Andy on Facebook, even if I'm not home, I'll watch it on my phone. Go Tyson. 58 years old and we're rooting for him. Louis says, I'll watch only because I already have Netflix. All right, we'll talk to you Sunday night. Have a great weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This crowd is so amazing.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.